Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio. 630 Chad.
630 Chad and the Edmonton Oilers Hockey Club present the show that is everything Oilers. Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer.
Brought to you by Digitex. Office equipment solutions North America wide.
Yeah, Digitex does that.
Digitex.ca on Oilers Radio. 630 Chad.
107 in the capital region. It's Brendan Escott in today for Bob Stauffer. He and the Oilers, they're down in Vegas. Tomorrow night, it's Edmonton and the Golden Knights live from T-Mobile Arena, 5 o'clock on 630 Chad, 3:30 face-off show. Teams are second and third in the Pacific Division, so you know it's going to be a good showdown. Always is when those two get together. And hey, the locker room sale is taking place at Rogers Place tomorrow afternoon. Haven't had this in a couple of years, so you haven't had the opportunity to buy a great Christmas gift via game-used equipment, jersey, whatever it may be. They've got it there for you. We will be broadcasting live. Our Daryl McIntyre, host of 630 Ched Mornings, will be on location. But as part of all this, we're sending you to an Oilers game of your choosing. Two tickets. You just have to know the answer to this next trivia question. I don't want you to call in. I see two of you already. Hang the darn phone up because you're going to text. Okay, thank you. I appreciate you both. Power Radio, that was awesome. So you're going to text 780-496-0063 for two tickets to any Oilers game of your choosing the rest of the year. I need to know the answer to how many games Wayne Gretzky played consecutively without registering a point. You know about the point streak. I want to know, in his entire NHL career, Wayne Gretzky, the longest he went in between registering points was how many games? Text us, 780-496-0063. Doesn't necessarily mean that it happened when he was a member of the Oilers. 780-496-0063 to send yourself and a friend or a loved one to a game of your choosing. Let us know. Our Angie Quinnell will text you back if you were the first one to get the correct answer on that front. Oilers Now brought to you by Digitex, digitex.ca, Alberta's number one owned and operated place to buy office technology and software. Again, these texts coming into 780-496-0063, the Ashley Fine Floors text line. Get the new floors you've always wanted with Ashley Fine Floors, 143rd Street, 111th Avenue, open Monday to Saturday. All right, Spec, we won't keep you on the line any longer. Let's bring aboard Sportsnet's Mark Spector for the horses. Horse Racing Alberta, the 7,000 men and women that work in the horse racing and breeding industry. Please note that racing is suspended. Won't find it at Century Mile this weekend. You can always watch and wager online at hpibet.com, though. Mr. Spector, how's it going today?
Oh, pretty good. I listened with interest to Elliot in the last hour, and some deep thoughts going on when it comes to the Olympics and the state of COVID in our world. And holy man, who has any answers to these questions?
Well, isn't that the problem? So where do we begin? I mean, we could start in Vancouver, but maybe let's start with your temperature check on the Olympics, because really, Mark, I mean, as much fun as everybody seems to be having projecting rosters and goalies and coaches and that sort of thing, every day there seems to be another reason why they may not be going there. The latest in 32 thoughts being the potential for an extended quarantine spell or isolation as directed by somebody other than the National Hockey League, right? These are Chinese health authorities. So, you know, You got a mix of excitement and some reasons for pessimism. Where do you stand?
Well, I mean, everyone's hopes are up, right? And no one more so than the players, and no player more so than Connor McDavid. Right. I've talked to Connor about this, about the Olympics, and he's, these guys are literally willing to go to a no fun Olympics where it's not like you're going to get to travel around and go see the wall. I've been to Beijing. I was there in 08. And you know what? It was pretty cool. You get to go to China. You go to the square. You know, you go to see all these wicked Chinese historical sites. You walk in the wall. All that stuff is really, really, really neat. Well, forget it, pal. You go to these Beijing Olympics, there's going to be none of that. There's going to be no going out to some fun little restaurant in the middle of Beijing and all that's done. So my point is this. These guys want to go so badly, they want to play so badly, they're willing to basically go there and live in a hotel room for the 2 weeks and just, you know, go to the rink and back. So it would be a huge disappointment. Like, I'm looking forward to that Olympic break, Brendan, where we get up and watch hockey. We watch Canada play Sweden, Canada, Finland, and Canada, USA. Like, I want to see all this stuff. And if it gets canceled, I think everyone's going to be, you know, really disappointed. And I think it's you know what? The variant coming out of South Africa, they're shutting down some European countries only today. They're canceling a bunch of flights coming in from places only today. You know, we're a few months away from this thing. It has got to be absolutely tenuous.
Yeah, and again, we were talking with Elliot there, January 10th being the last day that the league could back out of sending its players without a financial penalty attached to that. So the clock is certainly ticking, and yet, obviously, the operations staff have to assume, at least right now, that they're putting a team together, and so we get the projected lists, and we get to have fun with that kind of thing. It's just a shame that, of course, not only is it the world we're living with the virus, but there's anytime we bring this up, the whole debate about the geopolitical circumstance and that being a reason why all of Canada may not send athletes there. It's enough of a, I would say, not a moral dilemma, but when you've got All-Star Weekend in the same sort of the week before, and then they're heading out from Vegas to China, I think it's a lot for those players. And, you know, there's a lot to be said for showcasing the game in that market. I understand that, but I just wonder where they end up drawing the line. And obviously, it's going to come down to the board of governors of the NHL, whether they send the players, right? Or is it the Players Association?
Well, you know what, Brendan? At this point, I think the line's going to get drawn for them. I honestly do. I really think that either we have a fifth wave and there's quite possibly no Olympics. This is worst case scenario, and I'm not a pessimist. But, you know, we're seeing in Europe only this morning and yesterday, the beginning, the numbers are coming out. There's a fifth wave happening here. How are we going to handle it? How deep's it going to run? I don't know any of that. I'm a sports writer, not a doctor. But someone did say, and I'll never forget this quote, someone said, you know, we used to say, when the Leafs win the Stanley Cup, and now we say, when COVID's finally over. And you know what? They're kind of the same thing, because none of them happened, right? We thought COVID would be long done by now. Well, it's not. So you're asking me to, you know, asking anyone, even the Anthony Fauci's of the world, to tell you what's our state in the world going to be in February when we break for the Olympics? Oh, who? I don't know. He doesn't know. You don't know. Our listeners don't know. Nobody knows, man. I don't know. Who knows?
And it's a shame, because I feel like it would be such a great time with Leon Draisaitl in the prime, the utmost prime of his career, to showcase that for the German audience, grow the game even more than he already has in that country. You know, if it comes down to that, there would be a lot lost. But it's encouraging to know that there's still another cycle through where there maybe wouldn't be as much geopolitical attachment, and they could just go worry about playing hockey. And by then, good grief, I hope that we're done talking about COVID, Mark, 4 years from now.
I couldn't agree more. I'm not a listen, I don't believe that anything is ever gained when they boycotted Olympics. I get how they have what they're calling a diplomatic boycott, and that to me is the way to handle it. Don't punish the athlete. And I'm not even talking about, like, the NHLers here. I'm talking about that bobsled guy that eats Kraft dinner and frozen pizza for 4 years because he's training for the Olympics and he doesn't have any money, and it's his life, right, or her life. Don't punish those athletes because of our political fighting. So to me, like, let's hold the athletic event. The whole COVID thing is what's going to dictate it. There's no question, but disappointed. I mean, I just did some lines. I was talking with a colleague we were trying to put a team together this morning, and you know, I'm looking at a piece of paper in my office here, and I had McDavid and McKinnon with Stamkos playing the left wing. like, you don't want to watch that, you know? You don't want to see McDavid. And when's the last time we saw McDavid in a Team Canada sweater? I'll tell you when it was. It was in the World Junior. A World Championship, but I never really count.
No, you would have had to have seen that.
Yeah, I'm not. I mean, I'm talking. Exactly. You would have had to have seen that. So he hasn't really represented his country. He has not represented his country in a best-on-best, Brendan, since the World Juniors. And because the World Championships is not a best-on-best. And, I mean, who doesn't want to see that? It's McDavid's time. You know, McDavid is now, we don't have the conversation anymore about who's the best player in the world. Is Crosby still there? Is it McDavid now? We don't have that conversation anymore. It's McDavid. He's the best player in the world. He's the best player in Canada. He's the first line center on this team. And, oh my goodness, it would be fun to watch him play in the Olympics against all the best guys out there. And the level his game would raise to, could you imagine how well he'd play? Oh my goodness. So I hope we don't get robbed of that, Brendan. I really do.
Well, let's keep our fingers crossed and just watch the wire, man, because things seem to be happening almost daily, particularly when you now talk about travel restrictions coming back into effect. But let's not belabor the show. Beleaguer? Yeah. There we go with that kind of talk, because we do have a hockey team at the quarter mark of the season that's 14-5-0. And as I said off the top of the show, I mean, if it's not exceeding expectations, it certainly has met them this year. And now they're doing it amid some, you know, pretty extenuating circumstances without an entire left side of their defense. So what is your grade here, Mark? Can you give it a letter grade through the first 19 or 20 games as to where you're at with the Oilers?
Well, listen, if they win on Saturday, they're playing 750 hockey. Are they not 15-5 through their first 20 games with a win? So, I mean, holy man, anything. If they lose, I don't know what their number, they're still going to be in this. Their percentage is going to start with 7. So how can you not, if you don't get an A for playing 700 hockey, right? And they've had lately some injuries. They, you know, the first, I'd say 17 games, 16 games, they weren't so bad, but they've had some injuries here. They've gone without Mike Smith for most of it. So, you know, I'm a particularly hard marker with my own home team. I never believe in a report card that doesn't have some D's and F's in it if you're going to grade the whole team. But if I'm grading, you know, with one grade, the Edmonton Oilers' performance, how could it not be an A? They're playing 700-plus hockey. Like, what, you want better than that? You want 900 hockey? Like, the other teams are trying too, pal.
Yeah, and you know what? I guess that I would look at the goals against number and the way that it's started to bloat, but they're doing it again without the presence of their starting netminders, so that's got to be taken into consideration even before you factor in the lack of now your left side defense. But Philip Broberg in 3 games, Mark, and particularly in that back-to-back set, he played 19 minutes one night and 21 and a half the next, and frankly doesn't look out of place. Now, I'm not saying he's here to stay. I don't even know if that's the best route for him at this point. Well, but, you know, as part of the developmental curve and coming over to North America, getting your cup of coffee in the NHL, he certainly hasn't looked out of place, in my opinion.
Out of place? I mean, this guy's in his third. He's played 3 National Hockey League games. He's forcing, if he continues to ascend here, you know, he's going to make them think long and hard, not about sending him back to Bakersfield. It won't hurt him. Like, it's not ever going to hurt a young player to go back to Bakersfield and wait for the next injury, which will come, right? But I think if he keeps this up, you're going to say to yourself, how's it going to help him going down there? Like, it'll help him a lot. If you can, you know, his head isn't just above water here. He's playing pretty darn well. And if you get him in a position now when Nurse comes back and he doesn't have to get forced into some situations, I would say to you that he's far more well-served to be in the National Hockey League than to be in the American Hockey League. So this guy is, I think it's a, you know, they've got a very, very good player. He skates so well, Brendan, right? Today's game is about skating for a defenseman to beat you to a spot. It's not about hooking and holding to stop you from getting to the spot. I got to get there before you get there, get body position, and that's how the game is played now. Well, he's beaten everyone to the spot because he's one of the best skaters on the ice. And I would say to you, why can't he be, you know, why can't that, we've only watched him 3 nights, but I'm going to ask you right now, why can't that player be everything Oscar Klefbom ever was? You know, why can't he be as good as, I mean, you know what he skates like, Brendan? Wrote this the other day. he skates like Jay Boumeister. And you know, I don't just throw that around because Jay was one of the finest skating defensemen I've frankly ever seen. He just skated like a dream. This kid skates like Jay Boumeister. Does he have better offensive instincts than Jay? Let's find out, because Jay's weren't particularly strong. But, I mean, Jay played 1,200-some games in the league, and this kid, looking at him today, like, holy man, this is a good-looking defenseman. And the Oilers have drafted well with this player.
For sure, and that's what I was going to say, is anytime you get an opportunity to draft the likes of a Jay Boumeister, you know, the sizable range. He was ahead of his time, you know, if you're presenting it like that, a big, rangy D-man like that, Boumeister was years ahead of his time.
It was his feet, his legs, like, you know, Bob, if he was here, would tell the story about how he would come out to the Golden Bear skate when he was 13 with all the vet, you know, the ex-Bears. And I know a lot of those guys, and they can all play like crazy, good players. And Jay at 13 was the best skater in the ice. So, listen, Jay wasn't a big points guy, and he wasn't even a big, terrible fighter and a mean son of a gun and all those things. But, oh, he was a good player and played a lot of big minutes for, like I say, 1,200 games and won a Stanley Cup. If this guy skates like him, I'm going to say that right now. Does he get the career? Does he play the rest of the game like Jay? We got to find out. It's only been 3 games here. But, holy man, like, watching Broberg skate and watching the poise he showed through 3 National Hockey League games, it has to get a lot better from here because he's just starting. If it gets a whole lot better from here, how good is this player going to be? He's going to be an awfully good hockey player, man.
I guess the only question from my standpoint is if Nurse and Keith are healthy, there's your first and second pair left shot defenseman, or do you play Broberg over Keith, you know, and use Keith, have everybody kind of around that 18 to 20 minute mark? Well, I suppose that's an option.
I love that left side, right? And sure, does Keith get better the less minutes he plays? Of course he does. You know, he's an older guy. Maybe you save him a little bit for when you need him. And, you know, if the collateral damage here becomes the fact that Chris Russell and Slater Cuckoo don't get into games, if you have to send Slater Cuckoo down or something and maybe lose him, I don't know what you have to do. These are all roster machinations. But I'm telling you right now, if Broberg shows himself ready to be an NHL player, why wouldn't you play him the next 60 games, and then you're going in the playoffs with a guy who's got 65 games or whatever the number is, right, under his belt? Like, if you send him down the A and he comes back up at the end and gets another 15 games in, so he's got 20 games of hockey. You play him all season, you get a 60-game guy, he's a lot better, and you know what? You might use him in the playoffs, and you might be damn happy you have in the playoffs. So you tell me left side with Nurse and Keith and Broberg, a young up-and-coming player who has the pressure taken off him because he's got 2 veterans ahead of him. That, to me, is how you develop a young player. And anyone talking development here, don't tell me that they've done a poor job with Broberg. Going back to Sweden was the best thing he could have done.
I think it speaks to how unhealthy he was when we last saw him at the World Juniors, because he looks like a different player, right? Mark, we're up against the clock here, man. Thank you so much for the time and the insight, and we'll chat again next Tuesday.
Yeah, thanks, Brandon. Lots of fun.
Absolutely. Mark Spector, brought to you by the horses. Horse Racing Alberta, 7,000 men and women that work in the horse racing and breeding industry. Of course, we have found our winner for the trivia contest. Heading to an Oilers game of his choice. Two tickets to any game you're choosing. Brian F. knew the answer to the question. How long was Wayne Gretzky's longest slump? Games between points. You know he put up, 51 in a row? How many games did he go between? 4. In his 20-year NHL career, Wayne Gretzky only ever went 4 games between points. It happened with the New York Rangers towards the end of his tenure. Again, Brian was the first one to text that in. So congratulations to Brian F. We'll get your tickets into your hands soon. Right now, we'll step out on Oilers Now.
Hi, this is Leon Draisaitl from your Edmonton Oilers, and you're listening to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on 630 CHED.
appreciate all the texts in with your guesses as to what the longest pointless streak for Wayne Gretzky was in his entire career. Just four games with the New York Rangers. So again, Brian F. going to an Oilers game of his choosing later on. Japanese Village, open to serve you at any one of their five Edmonton and area locations. You can try the legendary Wagyu steak cooked right before your eyes. It's a whole show at Japanese Village. Reserve now at jvedmonton.ca. And you already know that cars cost less in Wetaskiwin, but did you know that Brent Ridge Ford in Wetaskiwin are 10-time President Award winners for customer satisfaction? What does that even mean? Well, it means treating people fairly, fully transparent negotiations, and making sure that advertised prices include all accessories, fees, and taxes except for GST. If those attributes are important to you, phone our friends Uncle Milt, Rich, Johnny, and the gang at 1-877-477-3673 or visit brentridge.com. Off we go to a Global News weather traffic update with Kevin Robertson, back with Danny Webster out of Sin City, NHL.com correspondent. We'll get much more on the Golden Knights when we come back.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer, weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 Chad.